Okay, today's daf, we're good. Today's daf is in Adarim, is daf Nun Ches. Nun Ches and Maseches Adarim. As we continue through the middle prakim of Maseches Adarim. So yesterday we started the sugya of Ikarin and Gidulin. If you plant something and it continues to grow, do we say that the new growths that come out of that have the status of that original root that you put in, the original bulb that you put in, or do we say that it is it goes by the ikar? Right? That was the discussion that we tried to prove. Do you say that the gidulin, let's say the ikar is usser for some reason, it's shvius, it's truma, it's something else, and then the gidulin are marbe on it, so then what do we say? Do we say that the gidulin are marbe on the ikar and are mavatel the ikar? Or do we say that no, that the gidulin go after the ikar and therefore the whole thing is usser? So we had yesterday a machlokas amoraim about that. On Nun Zayinim Abayz, in a Machlokes, where Rabbi Yannai said that you go by the Gidulin, because you had an onion of Truma that you put into the ground and it grew more, then the whole thing becomes Mutter. So you see the Gidulin overpower the Iker, while Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonah's son both said on the other side. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you take a little sapling that has some fruit on it and you regraft it with a zakena that's above 3 years old, the whole thing's going to become Aser, even though the Iker is Arla, and the rest of it is not Arla. Still, the whole thing, once it's Mosev, is going to be Aser, which seems to say that the Gidulin go by the Iker. And Rabbi Yonasan also said the same thing about Kilaya Karim. When you have the Batzel, the onion, planted in the Karim, and then even though the Karim is Nekar, it's still Aser, both of those, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yochanan, say you go by the Iker. So it's a Machlokas Amaroim. So we want to figure out, we want to find a Brisa, some Tanaim that discuss this. That's what we started to discuss yesterday. So there was one brought from Rabbi Ami yesterday. We're going to start from the second one brought, and that is after this Machlokas Amaroim. That's on the last line. Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Ela Min Hada. Right, this is the next try. I mean, if you want to count the Min Hadas, this is the third one, the Ela Min Hada that's brought here. Ela Min Hada. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shimon says in a Brisa, Kol Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Anything that has matirin, anything, as we know, that can become mutter in a certain way in the future, kagon tevel. We're going to say the whole question first, all 8 lines, and then we're going to come back and talk about it. So first, let's get to the raya. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin, kagon tevel. Tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Tevel is right tefuah that did not have trumus or ma'aser taken off from it yet. Umaiser sheni, the hektish, the chadash. What's chadash? So chadash, we know, is produce, grains that have grown have taken root since last year Pesach. Again, it's not a topic for today's year, but as we mentioned a number of times, one of the mysteries of halacha is why not all of us are makban on chadash. Chadash is a mefurish halacha in Gemara, in Rishonim, in Shulchan Aruch, and it's even a chutz laaretz. Even a chutz laaretz. Chadash is also a chutz laaretz. And anything nowadays, this time of year, is very halacha l'maisa. Anything that has taken root since last year Pesach is aser mishum chadash. We're only allowed to eat grains that took root before the second day of Pesach last year. And bizman hamikdash, when we bring the carbon to Omer on the second day of Pesach, that matirs all the chadash. And since we don't have the carbon, so we have to wait till the next day. Right? You know, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, yom haneif kulo aser. So you have to wait the entire day until the next morning. But that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So more and more, Achinu B'nei Yisrael are being makbid, but you know, many of us are not makbid. There's a Ramah, there's a Bach, many defenses that are given. Is it a Sfekseika? Do those sort of still apply Bizman Hazeh? But either way, that's the concept of Chadash. So Chadash is also a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because it's going to become Mutter. On the second day of Pesach, third day of Pesach, is going to become Mutter. So anything that has a Yesh Lo Matirin, anything that can become Mutter, Lo Nasdu Bohem Chachamim Shir. Chachamim did not give a Shir for them to become Batel. Meaning a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, as we had earlier on Daf Nun Beis last week, ain't a Batel. It's not Batel. Does not become nullified. Even though we have a concept of Bittel, Achrei Rabin Lahatos, something a minority is nullified in a majority, whether it's rove in some cases, whether it's shishim, whether it's 60 times the amount in other cases when you're trying to get rid of the taste, whether it's 100 times, 200 times, depending what you're talking about. But it's a concept called bittul, but by a davar sheyesh lo matirin, bittul does not apply. But v'chol davar sheyein lo matirin, but anything that does not have a heter, it's usher period, kagon shruma, Truma's aser. But Truma's meiser. Truma's meiser is the truma that you take off, that the Levi takes off from the meiser Rishon to give to the Kohen. The Chala, the Arla, the fruits of the first 3 years. The Kilaya Karem. And Yurakos planted in proximity of a vineyard. We know there are five types of Kilayim. Kilaya Karem is one of them. Shatnez is one of them. Five types. We have Kilay Begadim. That's Shatnez. There's Kilay Behema. Two types of Kilay Behema. Either cross-breeding or cross-working. You work two animals together or you breed two animals. Those are two types of Kilayim. So it's Kilay Begadim, two types of Kilay Behema. Kilay Zroim, planting two different types of foods with each other. And Kilay Akerem, which is a vineyard with Yurakos, which is a very chomer type of Kilayim. It's also Manah, you have to burn it. Those are five types of Kilayim. So Kilay Akerem is one of them. So all of these, if any of these get mixed into a Tarovest, into a mixture, Nasim, we have Chachamim Shir. Chachamim create a Shir that there's a concept called Bittel. So anything that has Davash Yeshlo Matirin, it does not Batel. Anything that has, does not have Matirin, it is Batel. Amrulo, so they said to Reb Shimon, Halo Shvius, this is a rule, 1 minute. But Halo Shvius ain't Lamatirin, what do you mean? Peros Shvius, fruit of the Shvita year, are always Aser. There's no Matirin. V'lo Nasu Beb Chachamim Shir, and yet they're not Batel. Ditznana Shvius also has Bekal Shehu Beminas. The Mishnah says in Shvius, Shvius is also Bekal Shehu. Peros Shvius are never Batel. But according to your rule, Reb Shimon, this is a Davar She'ein Lo Matirin, so it should be Batel. What is Shvius that we're talking about here? What does Peros Shvius mean? So the Ron quotes two deos here, which is important for the proof coming up. Either it means that the Peros Shvius get mixed up with other fruit, it's not Batel in that mixture, or the Ron explains, if you have a onion, let's say, of the sixth year, and you replant it in the seventh year, so in that case also it is not Batel, and the whole onion retains, gets the Shvius status. That's the other part of the, what's what it means, Shvius Oseris HaKol Shehu, and Ein Lo Matirin. So, says, let's go back to the conversations. They say back to Reb Shimon, Shvius Asas HaKol Shehu. So that doesn't work according to your rule. It's Ein Lo Matirin, therefore it should be Batil. So, Amalahan, so he answers them. The girl takes out the next two words. Lo Amarti Elo Labiur. No, I was only talking about when does the Mishnah, I interpret the Mishnah, that says Shvius is not Batil, only up until the time of Biur. We know that Peros Shvius, you're allowed to eat them until the time that there's no more of that fruit or food in the field for the animal. Once there's no more for the animal, then you have to get rid of it out of your house. We'll talk about exactly what you have to do later. But that's called the Zman HaBiur, the time that you have to get it out of your house. So up until, says Reb Shimon, up until the time of Biur, it is a Yeshlo Matirin, because you could eat it. You can eat it. That's why it's not Batel. Avala achila benosin tam. But you're right. After the time for Biur, that's how the Ron interprets this line, so that it is Batel. But benosin tam, it means 1 to 60. End of proof. So what's the proof? That's the Brisa. So what's the proof? Whether, again, what are we trying to prove? Whether the Gidulin, what comes out of an Iker, has the status of the Iker or not, and can be Mevatel the Iker. So what do you see from here? The case that's brought up is a sixth year onion that's planted in the seventh year, and it has the status of Shvius. Has the status of Shvius. So that proves. If you say that the Gidulin would go by the Iker, it would all be Mutter. Because the sixth, the Iker is the onion from the sixth year. Yet you see that it's all Aser. It has the status of Shvius. So therefore, says the Gemara, you see from there that the Gidulin do not have the status of the Iker. And if the Gidulin are Aser, the whole thing is Aser. If the Gidulin are Mutter, the whole thing would be Mutter. So isn't that a Raya? So, we're okay? Vidilma, says the Gemara, no Raya. Maybe Vidilma ha'naim l'chumra shiny. Maybe it's different here, because maybe this is just l'chumra. As we said yesterday, and I'm at Bayes, the Gemara gave the same answer. There's no Raya in this case, because maybe really we would say that you do go by the Iker, but in the case of l'chumra, we won't say it. The Ron points out, we said l'chumra shiny yesterday, and I'm at Bayes. So why did it say l'chumra shiny again? The Gemara didn't know. What's the chiddush? What would we have thought otherwise? So the Ron explains, maybe here it's a double chumra. It's that you don't treat it as a double yeshlo matirin, and that the gidulin are not considered yotze min ha'ikar. So either way, that's a rejection of the proof. Okay, let's talk about a number of issues that are brought up in this brisa. Number one, tevel. Tevel, let's go in order. So tevel, the Gemara calls a double yeshlo matirin. Why is tevel a double yeshlo matirin? So why is tevel? Let's take a step back. The Gemara here says tevel is not batel because it's a double yeshlo matirin. Right, it's not batel. Why is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So the Ron explains, and the other Rishonim explained, because you could be mafrish tevel gets mixed up in something, you can be mafresh from somewhere else in your field. You take off shumas and ma'is just and say, this is good for this tevel, now this tevel is mutter. Tevel is untithed produce. So take off from somewhere else, and now it's mutter. So tevel is not batel because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. Ask Tosfos that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah daf ayin gimel gives a different shot why tevel is not batel. Tosfos is about halfway down in the skinny lines of Tosfos. V'yim tomar. Parak Basra, the Pekal of Arizara, the Kamar, Chutzbi Tevel, Vayay Nesach, Tvei Bino B'mashahu, Uparich, Bishlam, Avodas Kochavim, Mishum Chumr, Davod Azara, El Tevel, Amai Taima. Why is Tevel not Batel? Umasik, Kehetero, Kach Isuro. Says the Gemara there in Avodas Zara, Tevel, you know why Tevel is in Batel? Just like it's Mutter, so too it's Asr. What does that mean? Pirish, Dechita, Achas, Poteres, Esakri. Just like you could get rid of the shame Tevel with one little tiny bit, right, Mida Raisa, what's the shear of Truma? One little grain. Chita Achas Pateres Esakri. So just like you can get rid of the shame Tevel with one little bit, so too, a little bit of Tevel is going to Aser. Kehetero Kachisuro. That's the makar. Why Tevel is not Batel. So ask Tosfos, why do we need two different reasons? Why Tevel is not Batel in a mixture? Our Gemara says it's because it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin, and therefore it's not Batel. The Gemara of Adazara, Ayin Gimel Amabez, says that it's not Batel because Kehetero Kachisuro. Says Tosfos, second to last skinny line, Yesh lomar dehasam betevel shahochu bailov lemedinas hayam de'ein lo mayatiro. Over there, you know why it doesn't say devastation of matirin? Because it's never going to become mutter. The owner is not here. You want to eat this mixture. So we say, it's a devastation of matirin. The owner can just take off from somewhere else. The bailam went away. The bailam went away, and lemaisa, it's not going to be mutter, because they can't be mafresh from somewhere else, the owner's not here, and that's why you need the other reason of kehetero kachisuro. Again, you're looking at it as very lemaisa reason, can't it be mutter? You might say inherently, it'll be called a devastation of matir. It says the Tosfos, no, that Gemara there needs the reason of kehetero kachisuro, because the bailam are not be'ir. One answer given. Sorry? Why can't somebody else be mafresh for it? Meaning, isn't it Zachin Zachin La'adam? So maybe it's a right to the Ksos. So maybe it's a right to the Ksos that you could do that. To Chazur Beth Lam and Vav again. One answer. The Ravid, quoted by other Rishonim, gives a second answer though. Dover Sheish Lamatirin is not 100% great reason in this case. That Tevel Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Why? Says the Ravid, maybe one can suggest that if you have to do any Tircha, if you have to schlep around to be matir something, maybe that's not a call to davar sheyesh lo matirin. What's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? If it happens by itself, it becomes mutter. Becomes mutter. Chametz after Pesach. Becomes mutter. Boom, davar sheyesh lo matirin. An egg after yontif that was laid on yontif. It's automatic. But, says the Ravid, maybe if I have to be matriach myself, that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So therefore, that's why the Gemara has to give the other reason of kehetero kach isuro. Right? And this relates to, yeah. So we're going to get back to that later, but I'll mention it now that you said it. Maybe we had, back on Daf Nun Beis, two ways to understand Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. According to Rashi and Beis Adaf Gimo, what does it mean? It means you might as well wait. You might as well wait. It's going to become mutter anyway. So Tosfos says it's not going to become mutter because he's not here. The owner's not here to be mafresh. Maybe the Ravid might hold like the other day that you don't say. You say it's based on the other svar, which we'll repeat again in a minute. But that is the Ravid's pshat of maybe it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin because you have to be matriach. This comes up halacha lemaisa. We mentioned this, I think, once before in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeyan. So in Kuf Beis, right, happens a lot. You trafed up a fork. You put it on the side. You come back home one day and you see the fork's not there anymore. Obviously, your help put it back. They thought you were doing you a tova. They put it back in the drawer. So now you have all these forks in your drawer. They all look the same. One of them was strafed up. So you have to kasher. So what do you do? So on the one hand, you might say, bittel. It's bittel. 1 to 60, but the barov is min bamino. Right? It's bittel. On the other hand, you might say, you can just take them all. Just dump them all in the pot. Or let's say, would you be mechalad between dumping them in the pot versus, let's say, one was not toveled yet. So it's less of an issue. There's no trefus in there, but is an issa d'rabbanan to use your clay before it, and then that gets mixed up. So you got to shove them all to the mikvah. Forget to your pot 3 inches away. Says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting a Chufas HaRashba, kli shenasa biblias iser, treif, a kli that became treif, shenis ariv ba'achirim that got mixed up in others, ve'eno nikar, batel barov, it's batel. Ve'ein danin oso kadavar sheyesh lo matirin. It's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why? Says the Rama, lefi shetzarech lahotzi alav hotzos lagilo. It's expensive to kasher. Expensive to kasher? That was in those days. Expensive to kasher, therefore it's davayesh l'matirin, it's tircha, it's expensive, you don't have to do it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So even if that's true then, I don't know if you're going to say it now, it's expensive. Costs nothing. Says the Shach anyway. The Shach anyway says we shouldn't rely on it. Shach there quotes the Marshal. You don't have to worry about Pizer Ma'osav. Even without the reason of it, you're going to have to spend money. Kivan, you know why it's not a Dover Shesh Lamatirin? It's quoting the Marshal. Kivan de lo ba heter memela. Bikachazman lo chash Dover Shesh Lamatirin. Says the Marshal, Dover Shesh Lamatirin is only if it happens by itself. Not if you have to do anything. That's the Marshal. Says the Shach. Yerati Lasov Taita, I don't know what he's talking about. Nidarim we've had as a Dover Shesh Lamatirin. That doesn't happen by itself. You got to go to a Chacham and get a matired. Afilo ba heter below Zman chash Dover Shesh Lamatirin. Go Nidarim Viki Agamna, I don't know what he's talking about. And then he quotes the Ra'ah, that's also Masik on the Rashba. The Rashba says that it's not a Davar Sheish Matirin because it's Tirchet Otzah. V'taym Achrina. Why? The Kalhecha, the Nikar Ha'isser, Ein Lo Bittel. Says the Ra'ah, if Nikar Ha'isser, if you can know which one is Asser, then you never say, it's Bittel, Bittel doesn't apply. If you know which Frank fell into this, that's Bittel, they're different, you just have to take it out. V'kivan de Efshel Ha'otzi Ha'isser, Mitoch Ha'de Hagala, and you can get the Isser out, there's a way to get rid of it. Have Kinikar Ha'isser. It's as if it's Nikar, even though it's not. Says the Ra'ah, it's as if it's Nikar, because you can get the Isser out. And then he says, V'lus lo sagi v'kele melush lo yitin iser tam beheter. He quotes, L'maisa, the Shach says, don't rely on it. Don't rely on this heter of not kashering it. Again, if it gets mixed up, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can rely on it. The Shach says, you shouldn't rely on it. You have to ask your local posting what to do. But that is the issue. L'chor we're machmer. It seems like if we go like the Shach. A different, similar case we're making. Let's say you just happen to find a milchik fork in the fleshed drawer. Or vice versa. So you know nothing's strafe here. Nothing's strafe. But you see it. So do you have to assume that something got strafed up? That you don't have to assume. That's another suffix piled on. If you found it in the dishwasher, or before it's in the safer as machmer, because then you can assume it went through the cycle. It was in the dishwasher. But if you find it in your drawer, you can be makel. Just put it back in the other drawer. It was put in there by mistake. But in terms of this case, it's usser, and it got mixed up. If there's a way out, let's say it's a cup that's not kasherable that got mixed up. Then you might say it's different because then you have to throw them all out. That might be something different. But either way, we got onto that from the issue of tevel. From tevel. Okay, so we did the sixth word on the da. So tevel is the davar sheish lamatirin, and Tosfos discuss if that's the only reason. Next, Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is called the davar sheish lamatirin. Why is it the davar sheish lamatirin? The Ran says, Tosfos says, second Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos says, because you can just bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. To Efshila lo so lo oklo. You can bring it up to Yerushalayim. O liftoso. Or you could redeem it. You could change the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto money, and therefore eat the fruit. The Ran only quotes the second reason. Interesting. Only quotes Padilla, you can redeem it. He doesn't quote the fact that you could schlep it up to Yerushalayim. Maybe he's alluding to his Rebbe Svara of it's a tircha, and therefore it's one doesn't have to do it for that reason. There's an interesting suffix, machlokas actually, between the Rambam and the Raivin. Talking about Maaser Sheni getting mixed up. What if you have fruit that you don't know if it's second year fruit or third year fruit? We know in the years of Shemitah, years 1, 2, 4, and 5 are Maaser Sheni. I bring that up to Yerushalayim. Years 3 and 6 is Maaser Ani, instead of Maaser Sheni. So what if you have fruit that you don't know? You don't know what it is. So Perish on a Shnia. So first the case is, if they get mixed up. Perish on a Shnia, Shnis Arva, Perish Shlishis. Right? You get mixed up. Shnia and Shlishis. You don't know what, you pick up an apple, you don't know if the apple is second year apple or third year apple. So the Rambam says, Holchanach Arov. You go after the Rove, whatever the Rove is. You know, if it's Rove second year, you know, got mixed in. Rove third year, you go after the Rove. Mechzel mechza, if it's half and half, take off Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, min akol avalo Maaser Ani. Why? Shahari Maaser Sheni chomur. Shahari hu kodesh u Maaser Ani chol. Maaser Sheni has kedusha to it. Maaser Ani is not. It's going to the Ani. So therefore, says the Rambam, if it's mechzel mechza, you don't know, then you take off Maaser Sheni only. Says the Raivin, what do you mean? If take off Maaser Ani too, it's a davar sheish lamatirin. Take off Maaser Ani too. Just take what's the difference? You can just take it off. Take off Maaser Sheni, take off Maaser Ani. Take off both. So the Rambam doesn't say that. So some suggest, the Mishnah Malachana suggests, maybe the Rambam holds Davar Sheish L'Matirin by a mixture. But if it's just one fruit, you don't know what it is, so then maybe, again, you have to work it out with other Gemaras, but that's an interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. So again, Davar Sheish L'Matirin, Tevel, Maaser Sheni, Hektish. Hektish is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Chadash, so chachamim did not give a shir because these are davar sheyesh lamatirin and there's no bittul that is no bittul applies by davar sheyesh lamatirin. So again, two ha'aris. One, to remember the ran that we discussed 5 days ago on Daf Nun Beis. Remember the ran svar. What was the ran svar for davar sheyesh lamatirin? Why is davar sheyesh lamatirin not bittul? Rashi said, because you might as well wait. What the ran say? No clash. The Ran said, when does bittul take place? When there's a clash between two items. When one thing overpowers the other. You have Isser and Heter. Boom! There's a clash, there's overpowering. But, if there's no clash, so then there's no bittul. That's how we explain Rabbi Yehuda Shita, min bamino lo bittul. Min bamino, it's min bamino, it's the same type, it's not bittul. So says the Ran there, that's the svar for davar sheyesh lamatirin. So that's why Lishitaso, the Ran here adds, what he says there also, we didn't mention this then, there wasn't enough time, this principle of davar sheyesh lamatirin not being bittul only applies bamino. Something that gets mixed up in its type. That's what the Ran says on the third line on top. Very important. Sha'osrim b'chol shehu b'minon. Only b'mino, says the Ran. But, shalo b'mino. If something is mixed up, shalo b'mino, something not in its type, then the Ran says, even a davar sheyesh lamatirin would be batal in that case. Why? The Ran says, l'shitasi, let me explain it. Because if it's shalo b'mino, it's already considered a clash. Davar sheyesh lamatirin is not batal because there's no clash. But once it's a different type, says the Ran, that's considered a clash and therefore it's not batal. That's what the Ran says. What would the Rashi say? Why is it limited to Mino? According to the Rashi, why should it be limited? According to the Rashi, you might as well wait. So even Shalom Mino, she should wait. So the Pnei Yeshua gives an answer. The Pnei Yeshua is in Beitza Daf Lamed Ches, suggests, you know why, even according to Rashi, Davar sheyesh lamatirin is batal to Shalom Mino? Because what's Shalom Mino about? Shalom Mino, if something falls into something not in its type, it's all about the usher taste in there. But if it's more than the amount that should be batal, it's more than 60, there's no taste. Says the Pnei Yoshua, if there's no taste in there, it's kamandalesadami, it's totally wiped out. Lo shayach lahachmir bahen klal, didami kechucha vitzlula. It'll be a joke. One in a million, you're not going to say it's batel, because it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin? In min bamino, okay, it's all formal rules. There's nothing about taste, you can have some rules. But it's a davar sheyesh, if it's min b'she'eino mino, it's about taste. Min b'she'eino mino, it tastes differently. So once the taste is totally gone, it's more than 1 to 60, says the Bnei Yeshua is not shayach to say that bittul doesn't occur by min b'she'eino mino. So the two svaris, the Ran gives his svar l'shitaso, the Bnei Yeshua says what Rashi would say to explain the limit of mino and b'she'eino mino. Okay, so all of those cases, so we said davar sheyesh lamatirin is not subject to bittul, but anything that's ein lamatirin is subject to bittul. So we know bittul is a principle in halacha, most things are bittul in 60, mim she'eino mino, bittul is 60 because we assume 60, 1 to 60, there's no more taste. Some things are more machmer, some to 100, some to 200, that is the rule. Bittul is a principle that we apply. We don't say, if something gets usser and gets nisbatel, we shouldn't say amachmer. It's one in a million, amachmer. I'm a machmer. The Pischei Tshuva quotes in Kuf Tez Zayin, quoting from the Soles Lamincha, Shekasa B'Shem Torah Sa'asham, to be Sherota Lahachmir Linog Isser B'Davar, Shalomatzino Sheachmira Moroi, Kigomash Nisbatel B'Shishim, Havi Kimo Apikarsus, says the Pischei Tshuva, V'Yasa Scharo B'Hefseido. It's Bittel. The Torah says it's Bittel. The Torah says it. You go Mefurish against the Torah. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Kuf Tez Zayin Sivka and Yud, bittul applies, you have to rely on it. Kabbalistically, there's even a Kabbalistic reason to relate it to this. We mentioned this all the way at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. There's a principle called Ein Mevatel Nisul HaChanchila. You're not allowed to cause bittul. You're allowed to rely on bittul, but let's say I want my chicken soup to get a little creamier. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a drop of milk in. It's less than 1 to 60. So the principle is, you're not allowed to do that. You can't. If it happened, Mamela, Bidiyavet, okay, fine. But I'm not going to do that. Most told it's a Durabanan. So this is a Durabanan. Where is it in the Torah? There are Das Yacha, the Rivas says it's a Daraisa. Most told it's a Durabanan. Rav Yosef Engel on the Beis HaOtzar, page 175, if you want to look it up, quotes, what's the Svara? Why do you say Imabal and Isla? So he quotes a Svara Alpinigla and then Alpinister. Alpinigla, he says, you know why it's Usar? Because the whole principle of Isurim wouldn't apply if you're allowed to be Mevatel Isurim. And if that's not Isasur, you'd be Mevatel it. So obviously, the fact that there's something called an Isur means that you have to treat it as an Isur and you can't be Mevatel it. Misvara. Ha Isra Torah Shabbat Nitan Lamar. The Isurim Atzma Moral. Isur Bitulam. The Imloke Mari Koyuvalo Isurim. Lo Yekiyim Isurim Befoal. Nigla. Then he quotes Nistar. Alpi Mashakasav Hamakubalim. Inyan Heter Visur Macholos. What does it mean something's Heter, something's Usur? Mipaasha Hamutarim Hanakudos Hakadusha. Shabaham Roy Va'omi Lahalos. Aide Achilas Ha'adam. When something is mutter, it means that this food has nekudas hakadusha in it that can be elevated by a person's eating them properly with a bracha and a mitzvah. And when something is aser, it means those nekudas hakadusha are not ready to be uplifted by a person. That's why it's aser. And sometimes, if it stays aser forever, it'll never, those nekudas hakadusha will never have the chance. But once something is batel, the Mekubalim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesabev the situation, that now it's time for those Nekudas HaKadosh and the Dvar Isser to be uplifted. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it become batel. So if you do a lechatila, that's like you're jumping the gun. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, V'emkein ilu hayamutu levatel, v'ayakakom aval and isurim stam, v'emkein hari osin be'emes neget in yon Isser, shor adayin ein zman tikuno v'achshero. So al pi nistar, you can't do it yourself because the Kaddish Baruch Hu obviously hasn't made it time yet for you to mivat to the Yisur. Okay, that's aim of Ayla Nisar lecharchil. Okay, let's continue. There's a lot of Nomad Aleph today. So Davar Sheish Lamatirin is, the Gemara said, is not Batal. Ein Lamatirin is Batal. So the Gemara, the Brisa continued and says, Ay Shvius. The Chacham said back to Reb Shimon, Ay Shvius does not have Matirim and Chachamim did not give it a shear, meaning it is not batel. So Reb Shimon answered, no, that's only before the time of Bi'ur, before the time that you have to get rid of it. But after that, it is batel. So that was the raya that the Gemara brought. What exactly is Bi'ur? Is Bi'ur Perish Shvi'is? Halacha l'maisa, right? It's Shvi'ita this year. What do you have to do? We know at the end, we mentioned the Gemara says, at the time when the fruit no longer exists for the animals in the field, you have to get it out of your house. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do? That's a major machlokas we've shown him. Yeah. So practically, what are you supposed to
eat?
What are you supposed to
eat? Once they stop, you can't eat that. What do you eat?
You could have items are not the kodesh, not in pair, not so long. Not so long until the other stuff grows. Maybe you have stuff from the previous year. Maybe you have the other. It's a good question. You have to figure out exactly. But this is the mitzvah. I mean, that's why things they don't happen all at the same time. So it could be that there's it could be that there's by the time that some finish, you could I don't know if some of it, how light it goes. Does it go ever to the, you might have stuff from the sixth year that goes into the seventh year. Then you'll already have fruit that grew in the eighth year. You might have eighth year stuff that grew already. By the time the seventh year, produce stops. So what exactly is beer? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ramban. The Rambam says beer means destruction. Beer, you have to burn it. You have to burn it. Rambam says in Hilchah Shemitah, Biur means, Perak Aleph Halacha, no, in Shemitah, Perak Zayin Halacha Gimel, you have to burn it. Soreif Ba'esh O Mashlich Layamu Ma'abed B'chol Davar Shema'abed. That's the Rambam. The Ramban on Aser to Aser, on that pasuk, we're not going to read it again now, the Ramban says, no, you have to be mafkir it. Just put it out in the field, put it out here. It says, oh, it's hefker. You can reclaim it then. So according to the Ramban, Menachem is not a problem. You just being mafker, then anybody can take it. According to the Rambam, you have the kasha. The Ravid on that Rambam seems to have two stages. First, you're mafker it, and then at a later stage, you're going to be mavari. You can read it's a long Ravid there in Zayin Gimel in Hilchah Shemitah. But 3 days of what biur is. Biur chametz, right? Well, the machlokas tanoim. What exactly biur chametz is? What tashvisu means? Okay, so that's biur, but before that, you're allowed to eat it. Not only are you allowed to eat it before the zman biur, according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to eat it. We're going to go further now, but if at the end we have time, we'll come back to that sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah d'oraisa. La'achla v'lo l'schoro. The Rambam doesn't count it. What's that machlokas about? Maybe we'll come back to it if there is time. Okay, so now let's continue though. Says the Gemara, Elamen Adah. Let's go to the next Raya. Again, the previous one didn't work, so we're going to try to bring another Raya. Again, the issue is, do the Gidulin have the status of the Iker when they grow? Or do we say no, that the Gidulin are Marba, are different, and therefore they can be Mevatel the Iker? So Elamen Adah Pashtel. Let's prove it from the following. Ditznan, Mishnah says in Shvius, Bitzalim sheyardu aleihem gishamim, vitzamchu, you have sixth year onions. 60-year onions that you replanted during Shvius. Sheyadolem gishamim, and it rained on them. Bitzamchu, and now they grew. Im hayu ha'al and shalahem shchorin, if their leaves turn black, so then that really shows that there was serious growth to this onion. Asurin, and therefore they're asur, they're considered peyrus Shvius. Horiku, if they just turned a little green, mutarin, so they're mutar because they really didn't grow so much. Reb Chananah ben Antigonus Omer, different measure. Im yecholon li talish ba'alin shalahen asurin, if you can pull them up by their leaves, meaning they're very strong leaves. Sometimes if you pull up a fruit, an onion from the ground by its leaf, the leaves are very soft, it's going to rip off, and the onion is going to stay in the ground. But if it's very strong that you can lift it up, that means it's really grew very well just now in asurin. So then it's going to be asur. Ukenegdan, and the same rules would apply, lemotzoi shvius mutarin. If you took a shvius onion and you put it into the ground in the eighth year, and it got very strong and it got black, or it got very strong leaves, it'll be mutter. Lememra, so what do you see from this Mishnah? The gidule heter malin is iser. Again, that the gidulin do not have the status of the ikker. And they're different. Why? Because you see, you took a pre-shemitah onion that grew, it's going to become usser. And a shemitah onion that grew afterwards, it's going to become mutter. So again, you see, the gidulin do not have the status of the ikker. So my answer is again, maybe no raya, but dilma bimiduchanim. Maybe we're talking about crushed onions, meaning you took it out and you had smashed it up and you ground it a little bit and then you put it back in the ground. So that's not chashev anymore to say that the gidulin would go after it. But in the chinami, we still don't have a proof whether if you have a real ikker that's still chashev and significant, would we say that the gidulin follow it? That's still up in the air. So we try again. This is, if you're counting, number 5, Elamen Adah. Elamen Adah, the Tanya the following. Somebody is weeding with a kusi. With a kusi, you know, the kusi has status of a Jew regarding certain halachos and not for others. Bachasoyos, chasoyos are some types of turnips or onions. Ochel mehen achilas arai. And you're weeding with him in the, and it's his. You're allowed to eat achilas arai in the field with him. Again, you're a worker, you're allowed to eat with him. You don't have to, well, let's finish first. You're allowed to eat in a temporary snacking way. That's what arai means. We'll talk more about that soon. Uma'asran vadai. And you should be ma'aser vadai. Meaning, we don't assume that he already took this out and took off chumus and maestras from it and put it back in. But we assume that this is just the way it's grown. Uma asran vadai. Period. You assume maestras were not taken yet. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, im Yisrael chashed al hashvius. If the one that you are weeding with is a Jew who's chashed al hashvius, who is, right, he's chashed that he keeps hilchah shvius, and Tosa says, and you are weeding with him during motzai shvius, now it's the eighth year, lo motzai shvius mutter. So now it's mutter. You don't have to assume there's kedusha shvius in these fruits. So again, the Gemara says, lo meimer de gidulei heter malan as iser. What do you see from Shimon ben Gamliel, from Ben Elazar? You see, you could assume it's eighth year fruit. Aye, maybe it's seventh year fruit that was replanted and it grew a little bit. So the Gemara says, no, don't have to worry about it. The gidulin are malin, they're mutter, and therefore they are mevatel the ikker. So the Gemara answers again, no, maybe vidilma bedavar shezarakala. Maybe what you're weeding is bedavar shezarakala. A distinction that came up yesterday, where when you plant the seed, it totally disintegrates, it totally decomposes, and then it grows. So in that case, everybody agreed that the gidulin do not have the status of the ikker, because there's a separation, there's nothing in between, they're not connected at all. But maybe we still have our suffix about a davar she'ein zarakala that's connected to the ikker that just sprouts. The Gemara says, you can't say that. Vatanya, Eloina Chasoyos. Gonna lufa shemabatzalim. We're talking about these vegetables that are ein zarakala. We know that these things do not totally disintegrate. So, vidimma bimiduchane, maybe we're talking about something that was ground up. So, again, there's no proof. So, Gemara says, no, chashan al shvius ksani. We're talking about somebody who was chashan on shvius. And therefore, says Tosfos, says the Ran, somebody who's chashan on shvius is not gonna go to such tircha, to such lengths to get out of an isser. He's going to grind it up and then put it back in. He's not going to go to such lengths. You can assume he just put it right back in. So you can assume he put it right back in. You can assume, this is talking about a davar she'ein zarakala. So you can assume that this is a raya. One more try. V'dilma b'taroves. Maybe we're talking about it got mixed up into something else, but we're not talking about something that the ikker just grew. Where's the menachesh ksani? Talking about weeding. What taroves are we talking about here? We're talking about weeding. Period. End of the sugya. we have a proof. So the Gemara tries to reject it. It cannot come up with a rejection. So Lamaisa, we come with the Baya is Hufshat, that the Gidulin do not go by the Iker, and therefore the Gidulin can overpower. If the Gidulin are Mutter, they overpower the Iker that was us. Okay. One note on the second line by Achilas Arai. So it says that you're allowed to eat Achilas Arai, temporary eating in the field. So we discussed this a couple of weeks ago in a Tuesday night shiur, just to remember the major machlokas. Why is Achilas Arai? We know Mida Araisa. Mida Araisa, you go out to your field, you go out to your grapes, your olives, your apples, whatever the sheet is, you can go out and snack. You can go out and snack without taking off Chumas Araisos yet. Right? You're allowed to have Achilas Arai. You're allowed to have any eating. Chazal came up with that you're not allowed to have a set meal, achilas keva, in the field. And Chazal said certain things are koveya for maestros. Shabbos, and bringing it into your chatzer, and cooking it, and salting it. Certain things are koveya that you're not allowed to eat it at all. But midaraisa, you're allowed to snack. So why is that? Why are you allowed to snack? Why are you allowed to snack before Gemar Malacha? So Rov Rishonim, the simple way of understanding this is what? What do you say? It's not Tevel yet. Tevel is, when does Tevel start? When does the halacha of Tevel start? Only after Gemar Malacha. That's the Pashtus. That's what Rashi says in Brachas Lamed Aleph, and most Rishonim say that. Rashi here says, Kodim she'ein mischayev b'maiser min haTorah ela b'rias p'nei abayis u'mishin mismareach b'kri. You don't have to take off maiser until you bring it into your house and you make the pile. Aval lefnei me ruach ein b'rias p'nei abayis kovata. Beforehand, there's no kviya for maiseris. Why? The gabichuma maiser k'siv dagon reishes dagoncha v'hu me ruach. And before that, it is not aser. V'rabban, it's mutter midaraisa to do anything really before Gemar Malacha. V'rabbanan u'dasu achilas keva. Chazal said, you know what? Even before you bring it into Gemar Malacha, into your house, don't have a meal. Don't have a set meal with it. Don't have achilas keva. Only arai is going to be allowed. But not achilas keva. Aval achilas arai lo asru, and achilas arai is mutter. That's the pashas. Why? Again, mida arai so, you're allowed to do anything you want with these out in your field. You didn't have Gemar Malacha yet. Mida rabbanan, Chazal said, you know what? Don't have an achilas keva. That is what Rov Rishonim say. But two problems with that. Just two notes. And that is number one, if you look at the Gemara that we had in Brachas Lamed Hey, the lashon of the Gemara is Ein Hatevel Mischayev B'maisrus Ad Sheriyas Pnei Abayis. Tevel is not Chayev and Maisrus until Riyas Pnei Abayis. Sounds like Tevel's right away. Ein Hatevel Mischayev B'maisrus. Number one. Number two, where else do we have a concept where Chazal would only matur something as a meal? But if you eat it as a snack, it's okay. You know what? You can have a chicken cheese sandwich on the run. Just don't have it at home. Where else do we have such a thing? You're not allowed to eat it at your house, but you're allowed to eat it on the run. Where do we have such a thing? You're allowed to snack on something that's usser. What did Chazal do here? Where did they come up with? Where's the model Mida Araisa? Is it usser? Is it mutter? You want to usser it? Usser it totally. But he's going to make it usser if you eat it in a kavua way. So the Rambam has a different definition. Big chiddush. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Trumos in Perek Zayin Perek Ches Halacha Gimel says the Rambam really it's Tevel right away, like the Lashon of the Gemara says it's Tevel right away. But you know what? The only thing that's Aser Mida Oraisa is Achilas Keva. The only thing that's Aser Oraisa is Achilas Keva. But how do you define Achilas Keva? Achilas Keva isn't about how you eat it. Achilas Keva means Gemar Malacha. Anything before Gemar Malacha is called Achilas Arai. That's what the Rambam says. Why? Everybody else says because it's not Tevel. The Rambam says, if you eat it, even if you have a 10-course meal under your tree in the field, that's called a picnic. That's not called a meal. That's Achilas Arai. That fits into the Lashon of the Gemara, and that's the Din D'Oraisa. The D'Oraisa is that any Tevel is mutter to eat. But you're just not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. What's Achilas Keva? Gemar Malacha. So now we understand, what did Chazal do? According to the Rambam, Chazal just extended the definition of Achilas Keva. That's all they did. Achilas Keva, according to the Torah, means Gemar Malacha. Chazal said, you know what? Even what we call Achilas Keva, having a meal is also included. That's why Chazal only did Achilas Kevan at Arai, because they just extended what the din to Araisa was. But fundamentally, 2 days of the Rishonim, why are you allowed to eat Achilas Arai, like our Gemara says in the field? Most Rishonim, because it's not Tevel yet. The Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, because it is Tevel, but you're allowed to eat Tevel. You're allowed to eat Tevel. You're just not allowed to eat Achilas Kevav Tevel. What's Achilas Tevel? Gemara Malach. Okay, that's the Rambam in Shrumis, Ches Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we prove now, we have proven, that Gidulin do not follow the Iker. You put an onion in the ground, a Shemitah onion in the ground, in the 8th year, it grows a lot, now it's all Mutter. The Gidulin, the growths, overpower the Iker, and the whole thing is Mutter. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? What Michael learned with you yesterday? Yesterday we had 2 Amoraim that said otherwise. We had some Amoraim that said the Gidulin go after the Iker. So the Gemara says, different context. Amar Reb Yitzchak, no, Shan Yishvius. There's a chilek between Shvius, what we're talking about here, and their context, what were they talking about yesterday? Arla and Kilayim. There's a difference between Shvius and Arla and Kilayim. No, Shvius is different. Why? Shvius, the growth itself is what makes it Aser. It grows during Shvius, that's what made it Aser. It grows during the 8th year, that can make it Mutter. If it, the ground made it Aser, the ground can make it Mutter. Arla, what made it Aser? Says the Ran, the time. It's not just the, it's the time issue. The time, says the Ran, fourth wide line of the Ran, Arla de chisaron zman garam laisura, right? The chisaron of zman. It's mechoser zman. The following year it's going to be mutter. And kilayim, it's the mixture. Well, you might say shvius is also time. It's also limited. But says the Gemara, arla is a chisaron zman, and kilayim is based on ta'aroves. Says the granat. What kind of issue? It's the ground. The ground's matir. The ground's aserit. What's the svara here for the? For this principle. Klola below taimahu. So they went to Tilasa, but Tilasa de Karka. Says the Granat, no, the point is that by Shvius, the fact that the growth does not go after the Iker is not based on Dine Bittel. We're not talking about Bittel here. It's a separate din. B'Shvius, Kivan Shi Isura Aide Karka. V'Hikainu, what does that mean? Shasiba Sa'isar, why is this Asur? Because it grew in the grounds. So what makes the Mutter? It grew in the ground. You didn't overpower, you didn't warm mevatel anything. It's a separate din. Masha'en came beforehand, they're going by Dine Bittel. By Dine Bittel, you might say the Iker might overpower. But here is a separate din, says the Granat and Simin Nuntes, when it comes to Peiros of Shvis. Okay, a little more. Says the Gemara, so we have this rule. When do you say Bittel applies in the ground, that the Gidulim could, let's say, overpower the Peiros, if everything is based on the ground? So Hari Meiser, what about Meiser? Disurei de Karka, Meiser also. That's not totally on Zman or anything. Isn't Meiser based on the ground? Vein Betilasai de Karka. And yet it's not Bittel, if you put it into the ground. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Litra Meiser Tevel Shazara Bekarka. If you have Meiser, that's Tevel. How do you have Meiser, that's Tevel? You gave Meiser Rishon to the Levi, but you didn't take off the Trumas Meiser. Right? The Levi has to give Truma from his Meiser to the Kohen. Trumas Meiser. So that's how you could have Meiser, that's Tevel. Meiser Tevel Shezar Bekarka, but you put that Meiser back into the ground, Vihishbicha, and it grew, and we're talking about in the Shemitah year. What? Let's say the Levi put it back in the ground. And it grew during the Shemitah year, Vahari Yekeesa Litri, now it's 10 times the size it was, Chayevis B'Meiser U'B'Shvius. You have to be Machmer on both sides. You have to, it's Chayev and Meiser, right, because of what grew, and Shvius and Eschayv and Biur, right, that's the Chumrah of Peir Shvius. V'osa Litra, Meiser Olav B'Makamachal V'Cheshbon, and that Shumas Meiser that you have to that you were supposed to take off, you have to take off from somewhere else, because you don't know where to take off from here. Some of what's in here is Putter. The Peir Shvius is Putter for Meisers. So you take it off from somewhere else, but what do you see from here? The Meiser, you still Chayiv, it didn't disappear in the ground just because it grew. It grew 10 times the amount. But what do you mean? I thought, says the Gemara, if something is Nasar by the Karka, it can be Nisbata by the Karka. So the Gemara answers, our assumption was wrong. Meiser isn't Nasar by the Karka. Amri Meiser, Zikin Hutukakarim La. What, as we just said, what causes the Chiyav Meiseris? The Gemara Malacha. Right away, the ground doesn't cause it. Peirish Shvius, I'm not allowed to do anything. It has the Kedusha Peirish Shvius the second it grows. But it's not Tevel with the Chiyav Meiser until after you're Medagin it, after you make it into a pile. Either because it's not Tevel yet, or because it's a Achilas Keva then, based on the two sheets that we just said. But that is That is not a problem, therefore, with Meiser. Period. Okay, that's all we're going to go now. Just one thought. We have 3 minutes. Just one other thought. Getting back to what we mentioned earlier. We mentioned that before Biur, right, Perishvias are an usser. You eat Perishvias. You have to. Let's say you get the Havdalah wine that said it came from grapes of Shvias. You're not allowed to use that wine for Havdalah. Or if you do, you can't spill it over. You got to use every, you have to drink every single drop. So why do you have to drink every single drop? So the Ramban counts as a separate mitzvah saseh in the third mitzvah that the Rambam forgot, in his view. Sha'am retar bepeir shviyas v'haisa shabbos aris lachem lo'achla v'darshu lo'achla v'lo l'schora. Sounds like it's a mitzvah to eat peir shviyas. The problem is that in the end of that paragraph, the Ramban says, v'ha'oseh schora bahen over ba'aseh. If you do business with peir shviyas, you violate an aseh. So the Achronim are Mesupak, doubt what really is the mitzvah according to the Rambam. So does it start off as a mitzvah zachila? It's a mitzvah to eat the Peir Shvias. Because as a mitzvah, you can't do business with it because then you're not eating it. Or does it start out with an isser of business? You can't do business with it. But Melo, there's a mitzvah to eat it. Meaning, is it what we call a kiyum asay or an isser asay? How does it start? Big nafkaminis. Do you make a special bracha when you eat Peir Shvias? If it's a mitzvah zaseh, it starts out with a mitzvah zaseh, you make asher, kadoshan, mazik, sivanu, lechol perishvias, lechol chumas amaisras, like every, lechol kachim. If you say it's really an isser asay, you're not supposed to do business. And an outgrowth of that, there's a mitzvah, so then you wouldn't make a bracha. Number one, what about, he quotes here in the mitzvah sabelech, another one, what about a tiny amount, a kol shehu? If it's a mitzvah to eat it, you don't only have mitzvahs by chatzi shears? That's a question. Whether there's a mitzvah by a chatzi shear of an item. An isser, yeah, any amount. Can't be mafsid. Either way, that's a discussion in the Achronim. What the Ramban definitely counts in la'achla v'la'schara. The question is the ikr the la'achla part, or is the ikr the la'schara part? That's a question. How much of an assay is it? Is it more of a kiyum assay, or is it an isser assay? Okay, let's just getting back to the Ramban, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored by the Silverstein family, the Zechanishmas, Yisrael Mordechai, Ben Dov Zev.